Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:06 British Summer Time. Well, this has been a pretty hectic day for equity markets right across the board. The Nikkei was down 1.6%, Hang Seng down 1.5%, ASX in Australia down 1.8%, and exactly the same story right across Europe. The DAX was down more than 2%, S&P MIB in Italy down 1.77%. I mentioned that yesterday, that 33,000 had been quite an important level, but it's down 580 points today, so it has left 33,000 well and truly behind, gapping down today. Now, the US markets have been pretty steady so far. In fact, they rallied up. They were up on the day earlier on in the session, but down a little bit today, or down a bit right now. Nasdaq down 6%. S&P down 2 and a bit, and the Dow Jones down only 6. That was a pretty important move in the S&P yesterday, down 1%. So, just in if you look at yesterday's copy, you'll see in the interesting charts I said that it was a good rally from oversold, but not very convincing. And on the Dow Jones, was there going to were we going to see some resistance where we had had support back in August? That does look to have been the case. And that was really quite an important move in the S&P yesterday, down 1%. So what it's really telling us is that the Wall Street leash is well and truly getting pulled in, and we are seeing any of these markets that were pushed up on a sea of liquidity and a little bit of overexuberance and a little bit and not nearly enough well, entirely too much risk tolerance, I should say, really. Well, these markets are starting to get pulled back. Now, Europe has outperformed the US really very well over the last, well, year, really. And it's now looking to be in a more corrective phase, particularly the DAX index. It had maintained that medium-term progression of higher lows over the last couple of months. Well, that was completely taken out today, and it looks like it's going to take out the August lows tomorrow. So really, it's really quite an important move. So where does that put us in general terms? Well, we're definitely still in this corrective phase, and the one thing that has been completely absent in almost every stock market right across the world is any form of upward dynamic. So we have a very, very large degree of commonality here. How long is this going to last? Well, that's very hard to say because many of these markets, particularly the US, have been ranging for quite a long time, so there's many levels within levels. What we can say without categorically is that it is definitely a corrective phase for the medium term, perhaps the longer term, and we'll have a very good signal that it's over when we start getting upward dynamics. There's no sign of them yet, so you'd have to give the benefit of the doubt to the bears. It's definitely for the bulls to prove from now on. Now, next big thing that happened in here today was oil and gold. Oil came off. It's currently down 165. It's 61.55. But there was new stories coming out that oil had fallen quite precipitously, and that's because this hurricane Wilma seems to be heading towards Florida. And as an aside, that is does seem to be impacting the orange juice price, and it's up again today. But while oil is down a bit and still maintaining, it was still within this sort of ranging activity around $60 or above $60. Natural gas is up on the day, it's up 5, so really quite steady. But gold has been absolutely hammered in here today. It's currently down 940. You'll see the chart I put up there today. I think it was down about 6 and a bit, 7. So we have had a further weakening since I posted that on the site. What does this mean? Well, gold had a progression of higher lows over the last 4 or 5 weeks. That's been taken out. 460 has been a bit of support in the past. We're at 463.20 right now. So that would be the next level that I think people will be looking at. Oil and gold have traded very much in tandem because with oil rising and feeding into inflation, and inflation it being good for gold. So when oil has been rising, gold has been rising. With the perceptions that the Gulf of Mexico is going to be spared any kind of further devastation, oil's coming off a little bit. So inflation fears are perhaps down, and that might be one of the things that's moving the gold price right now. But importantly, 460 is possible support. Were that to break, then 450 is pretty much the top of that very long ranging period we saw over the last couple of years. So that would be another level that people would be looking at. But looking at the longer term chart in gold, we have a 4 year uptrend. It would take really quite a significant retracement to take that out of action. So we're not really in that sort of scenario quite yet. Platinum is down 5.4 today. It's at 429, but that's still within that range. Doesn't look nearly as serious as gold. Silver is down nearly 20 points or 20 cents. It's at 764. So that's a more serious reaction. Very much trading in line with gold. David often says that silver is high beta gold. So there is a certain amount of support within range of for silver. But again, that silver is a very volatile commodity, and palladium is down 290 at 210. So palladium being about the steadiest of them, although definitely the thinnest market. The other metals are really quite steady. Copper is down $2 at in U.S. trading, which is really no great shakes for it. Tin is around. Well, it's down 50 on the day, which isn't really anything to write home about. Nickel is relatively important because it went below 12,000 briefly today, but popped back up and it's at 12,050 right now. So were we to see that to break down, then there's a little bit of open air underneath it, but it hasn't done it today. We'll have to wait and see. And lead down a little bit today, still underneath that 1,000 level, does seem to be gathering a bit. So, but no real downward dynamics there in lead. So, oh, and soybeans up a little bit today, at 587 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. So soybeans still looking pretty okay. But this has been a very important day, so I'm going to keep moving on through the asset classes because there's something to say about pretty much all of them. Moving on to the bonds, and JGBs had a really good move today. Very good upward dynamic, and from that sort of 136 level, they're at 137.67 right now, possible resistance of 138. They have been in pretty much in a downtrend from the beginning of September, where they went from 140. So we might see a bit of a rally here, but I really think that any rally in any of the government bonds is just a good opportunity to get in short positions. And I don't think the JGBs are really any different. Just pulling up the Treasuries chart, and Treasuries are well off the highs. They're up 9 at the moment, 112.31. So definitely hasn't broken out of that downtrend we've seen again since the beginning of September when they were up around 118. So that's quite a big move in the treasuries. There were news stories coming out today that bond yields had hit 4.5, so there was some buying coming in, but I really think that is sort of a soundbite type news story. I don't think there's any meat on it. Then bunds. They had come down to that support and they have rallied a little bit in here. Support was at 121. They're up around 121.58 right now. Again, no dynamics. There's no real exciting activity in the bunds at all. Of all the markets, the Eurozone is probably the one that hasn't leveraged up on debt quite as much. So of them all, probably not the worst, but again, not a very bullish story on any of the bonds. Now, currencies. Euro dollar was as low today as 118, sorry, $1.1876, currently at 119.78, so that's quite a big range up on the day, up 20 points on the day. The dollar index opened the day really quite strong, pushed up, but is now down on the day, still over 90. It's at 90.07. So a lot of trading in these currencies. And particularly on the dollar, there just seems to be quite a lot of resistance at getting through this July high, which was around 1977. Again, we've had fairly strong moves in the dollar recently, but no really strong upper dynamics. And looking at the euro, it's pretty much the same. It made a new low, it didn't make a new low today, almost an equal low. It's rallied up. It's currently up on the day. It's 119.79. Now, interestingly, here we have cable, our British pound against the dollar. That's had three good upward moves in October, which have almost immediately been countermanded the last two times. Back on, I'm just going to get the date. Back on the 6th of October, had a good upward move. The day after, it was completely wiped out. Then on the 14th, same thing. Good upward move, completely wiped out the next day. Well, today we've had another good upward move. It's up over a cent. It's at 176.15. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. But it's not looking particularly good. We have lower highs all this month in cable. And it does look like there's a little bit of support around the sort of 173 level, but not really an awful lot to bank on, really. So does look like the dollar is going to mess around here for a little bit longer, and that means that we do have this sort of dollar strength to deal with, which is a headwind for gold. While the correlation between gold and the dollar is breaking up, it's never going to completely disappear. And as long as the dollar is strong, that's going to be a headwind for gold. Of course, if that were to turn around, it'd be a tailwind. So that's pretty much it for me. I think David is back tomorrow. So if there's anything at all we can do or any way we can improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact me. Thank you very much.